showtime.
How y'all feel? T.T. Bad Job. Multi hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated. Ah!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
All right,
Brian, rolling in hour number two. Are you going to get some Twitter in here?
I got all kinds of voices in my head. I don't know if they're real or not.
thank you, OBJ. We appreciate it.
I'm not going to blame OBJ. I'm done with him. We have somebody on the hotline.
Blame COVID then.
Yes, you know? COVID. Jad?
COVID.
Do you read this transmission? Do we have someone on the hotline or no?
Sarah.
All right, Sarah. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show. Okay, go ahead.
And thank you so much for your show. You, every weekday, I set my alarm by you.
I just have one question.
There's one question about the Greg Marshall issue that I just want to throw out. And what it is if you had a former boss who was being drugged through the mud on a national level, with people taking sides every way, and you were a big story in basketball, unfortunately. If you were a former employee or staff member during those years, why would you not come forward and speak up, especially if you were at those practices?
I don't know. Honestly.
It's a fair question.
In other words, you're asking that if he's innocent and there are plenty of people around to see that he's innocent, why aren't they screaming from the mountaintops that these allegations are totally lies, right? Is that what I'm getting from you?
Yeah, exactly. If you were there and you knew them not to be true, why would you not immediately come forward when you know this story is one of the hottest college basketball headlines in the nation?
Well, and it affects your program and your program's legacy and exactly. Your time in the program. Those are all, Sarah, your questions are all, I think that's at the crux of this issue, isn't it? And I think we've talked about this really from the get-go. You crystallized it very nicely. You'd like to hear someone that was there say, if that happened, I didn't see it. Or
right,
don't
exactly.
know, or no, it didn't happen. Agreed.
Right.
Agreed. That would be,
right.
and I don't know what the motivation is. I'm not sure what the motivation would be to not do that.
Here's my take on that maybe, and this may be an answer to your question, Sarah. It may not. This investigation may be farther reaching than we think. And there are hundreds and hundreds of people that are being questioned about this very thing, and maybe they can't speak out on it or not able to, you know, until the investigation's over. Hopefully, that's the reason or the answer to your question, that they can't speak publicly because they're part of this investigation. That would include hundreds and hundreds of people, but if this investigation is worth a damn, there will be hundreds and hundreds of people being questioned about Greg's behavior. And so maybe there's your answer, but that's the best I can come
right.
up with.
But you also have to look at the players that were there, some of our top players who are not speaking out either. I mean, maybe they're part of the investigation. I don't know.
Who knows? Your question is a very good question. And and at the root of Greg's defense would be the answer to that question. I mean, if you had players there that were on the record as saying, no, that didn't happen, I would think, and I'm not obviously, I have nowhere close to a legal mind. I barely have one that functions. I would think that would be a very strong declaration in defense of Greg.
So, thank you for the call, Sarah.
But like I said, I don't know how the situation's unplaying. Thank you, Sarah.
And thank Good you stuff. For the nice words and listening, too. Appreciate
Very
it.
Very nice. We appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Matt is with us. Matt, thanks for coming back.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a thought on the Greg Marshall issue. It seems to be, in college sports, it's all or nothing, meaning he's either fired or kept. And when I think right. about, like, KU football, Mark Mangino, Texas Tech football, Bobby Petrino at Arkansas, the only person who got hurt in that scenario by firing these guys was the universities. So without knowing the details, obviously something very terrible, he has to be fired. Why is it not considered a year suspension with no pay? Does that make sense? Meaning, why does it have to be all or nothing? Because Wichita State or KU football, the universities benefit when these programs are at a high level. All sports benefit mm-hmm. from it. Sure. And my thought is, without knowing the details, without knowing how, I mean, obviously there's a threshold. You have to have a code, right? You have to have a line. But it seems to be the line is all or nothing. And I just want to get your guys' take on
hang
that.
Hang on. Don't hang up, Matt. So if you want to suspend, let's say you theoretically want to suspend Greg Marshall for a year without pay, aren't you assuming at least a little bit of guilt on
You're
Greg's part?
Assuming guilt.
100%. And I agree with that. That there is probably mm-hmm. some type of guilt here, but does it have to be, if you're guilty, automatically firing?
Okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay, then you're describing Bobby Knight.
Correct.
You yeah. would okay. Well, then that's the answer. You in implement a zero tolerance thing that Miles Brand, wasn't that the guy's name at Indiana?
Yes.
After the alleged Neil Reed thing, you impose a zero tolerance thing in place, and you're like, all right, this is you had your last chance. This is it. If you're a cat with nine lives, you used all the other eight of them, and you treat him like Bobby Knight. And I suppose that's possible. But if that's the case, you admit to some wrongdoing. You don't fire him. But in my opinion, Matt, if you want to go that route, you just put in a zero tolerance policy and say, all right, you're on thin ice, but you can coach the team still.
Correct. And that's where I'm at. Depending on what the investigation, you know, actually comes out.
Of course. Of course.
How bad it is. But
sure.
by
sure.
firing him, we punish Wichita State. And no offense, he's going to go get another job. These guys aren't tainted. You look at all those guys that we've – Mike Leach, Mangino. I mean, they all went
to
other
jobs. Your point is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for calling
right.
back, Matt. I mean, appreciate you. It's a good question.
And you're on it. Yeah, I don't know. That's
I think that's a very real possibility
again,
that there
yeah,
is a
I think
a slap on the wrist.
Listeners are solid today.
Type punishment that all right, mm-hmm. where we found some smoke but not enough fire, and I'm speculating here.
Right.
Of course, jumping ahead toward the end of the investigation. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Not completely jumping on Matt's bandwagon, but look at the bottom line around Wichita State when it comes to attendance, wins, NCAA tournaments,
sure.
and all that stuff. That
oh my God,
I mean, you can't just sweep that under the rug.
And maybe there will be clarity here in the outcome of investigations, and it will be. Black and white from a standpoint of clarity. We'll be able to see everything in pure focus. But my guess is that's not going to happen.
Agreed.
There will be plenty of gray.
Agree.
I think I said 2 weeks ago that I think that the way that this will play out will be in the form of interpretation and how people interpret certain things that happened in terms of what constitutes this, what
uh-huh.
constitutes a punch, what mm-hmm. constitutes a push, that is my sense. And I said that, I think, 3 weeks ago, and I'm going to, I don't have any sense of this, but that is my best guess for where this is going to end up. Which is basically another form of he said, he said, because it falls into what you think is this and what you think is this. If that makes any sense.
Let me take that further, though, Bruce. We've been here with I hate to bring up Bobby Knight, but we've been here with Bobby Knight. Did he choke the kid? Did he not choke the kid? Bottom line is he put his hands
with
on him.
Neil Reed.
Who's
Neil
Patrick Reed?
Yeah, that's right.
Is he a golfer? Patrick Reed's a golfer.
Yeah, he's a golfer.
Bobby Knight did
now
not
Now we know why
Patrick Reed
is so difficult on the golf course. There you go.
Right. He's so
pissed all the time. Yeah,
yeah, him and
Exactly. That's why he's so red-assed.
But,
oh, my God. No.
We've been there with Bobby Knight and maybe others. I don't know. So, and I'm just playing devil's advocate with you here, Bruce, that any kind of physical contact is too much physical contact. You can't do that. Whether it's an actual choke or a punch or a slap or a grab, you got to keep your hands off the student athletes if we've learned nothing from Bobby Knight.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And I tend to agree with that. But
getting
and
back
and
to your point about, about gray area, I bet you there's going to be a bunch of it, even at the result of the investigation.
I think it's going to be real gray. Real gray when we get down to the end of this, and it will be it will be a lot of interpretation. So, and that may be not entirely satisfying, and it may I don't know where it will leave the program at that at this particular point. Don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody's going to get their pound of flesh. But
if that's
we're just speculating
after.
Here,
right?
You know, and who knows when it's even going to end?
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Sure. So.
Okay. Oh, Twitter, Cindio. Sorry, Cindio, but
yes,
you'll get your mention. Here it is. Cindio HRO is a tremendous company in Wichita, and they help us out each and every day when it comes to the Twitter question. And shoot, you want to keep the calls coming? Go ahead. 869-1240. The only deal is you got to be as good as Matt, Sarah, and Eddie.
My
and
God,
Dennis.
They've all been good.
They've all been pretty good. Yeah.
They've all been solid.
Twitter question, what's the best part of having Facebook? I can't remember Well, that's one of the options. What's the best part of having Facebook? Birthday alerts, recipes, political back and forth. Ha ha. In other words, fighting.
God.
Or not much anymore. 78% say not much anymore. There's not much of a best part of having Facebook.
Yeah, I've never been a Facebook. The only time that I've ever had any Facebook, well, I've had none. I mean, I've had it, but it was more out of necessity for what I was doing at the time. But even then, I didn't really do it. Didn't curate it or
my vote is for birthdays. I think it's cool to find out which one of your friends has a birthday on that particular day. And then you get to look like a nice guy and wish
remember
him happy
it.
Birthday, either by text or.
Well, that is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it were only that, if it were only that, that'd be a really good thing. I my sense on Facebook is that it's basically degenerated and devolved into an arguing space.
I know that's part of why I brought it up. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But there is also a memories part of Facebook, and Deanna brought that up. That's a really good one. Like 2 years ago today. Here's what you posted, and here is where you were, or yada yada. That's kind of cool to look back on the memories part.
That is kind
of
cool. I agree.
Yeah.
That is kind of neat. Yeah, Sarah
Facebook,
flashes that at me every now and then. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's like 5 years ago today, we were, you know. So, yeah, there are a couple. There are a couple cool things about Facebook, and we have, bringing this back to me here, the class of 1990 has a Facebook message thread that all of us are on. So we all get
that's
to talk
cool.
to each other. Yeah, whenever we want to. Now, if somebody hijacks the
really
thread
neat.
And blows it up and just goes back and forth with one or two people, you have to turn the notifications off. Your phone would, you know, explode for about 15 minutes straight. But, yeah, there are some okay parts about Facebook.
I don't stay in contact with anybody from my high school class, not one person. That may say more about me than it does about them.
I've been there. I was there once.
But I just, it's just not my, I mean, that's a long time ago now anyway, and getting longer and further in my rearview mirror, and I just don't go to that portion of the country anymore. It's not that I wouldn't enjoy chatting with a former classmate every now and then, and I have classmates that are doing very interesting things, which I admire and respect and enjoy, and would certainly enjoy talking to about them, with them about.
But nicely worded.
It's just not my deal. Yeah, I didn't do that very well.
But the and
I
the further
mind talking to them about,
the longer you go without talking to some of your classmates, boy, you got to do a real deep dive to catch up and get on equal footing, you know. And that
yeah, because that, brothers and sisters, no time passes. No matter
right.
how long you're away from them, no
yes.
time passes. You click into a thing that allows you to just kind of like, oh yeah, here's where we were when I last saw you 2 years ago. You
yeah.
know,
and
you go.
If you're a former athlete, seemingly former teammates.
That's easy, too. Yeah,
pick
that's
right
easy
up where
too.
You left off,
right.
no matter when it was.
Yep,
okay.
That's easy.
Getting back to this, to Sarah's question, and thank you to Jeffrey Parson, former Eagle writer and sports dude and listener of the show. He reminds me astutely on Twitter when I brought up the investigation thing that maybe is muzzling people. He said, if someone talked to the investigators, why couldn't they also speak publicly? What would stop them? This isn't a legal proceeding. It's a good point. It's not a, they're not under subpoena, I guess. So that shoots down my theory, because legally, I guess there's really nothing stopping these guys from speaking out one way or the other
yeah. well,
on whichever side they fall on. So, yeah. Okay. That was a –
thank you, Jeffrey.
That was quite a segment there, but we aired a few things out and laid a few things out, and you can pick up whatever you want on whatever side you want. But, again, getting back to what I said at the very beginning, either of this segment or even in the last segment, don't dig your heels one side or the other and not come off of it, because we don't know yet. And I'm not going to stop people from doing that, but that's what my pet peeve is in the – Greg Marshall allegations that.
Well, how about in the world? It's a great statement for all of us in certainly political life right now. And the ideological nature and the my side is right and your side is wrong and never the twain shall meet is part of the sticky wicket that we are now in.
Well, that's part of what's wrong with Facebook. That happens on Facebook all the time.
Right, right. And I'm not experienced with Facebook, but that is my understanding. Mm-hmm. And there's always got to be a willingness to listen and to discuss intelligently without mocking, attacking, whatever the case may be, or just offhand saying, well, you're wrong because this is the way that I feel. It's on so many different levels, it's an area that we've got to get better at. Got to. Or things don't get done. Anyway, so it goes.
On a national level, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other and figure out what gets filled first. But on this micro level, the Greg Marshall level,
yes.
I don't think it's too much to ask that we just tap the brakes for a second. But maybe I'm even being too naive. You know, I
no.
get that there's people that
no,
like Greg. Just admit that it might have happened. And I get people that hate Greg. But just admit that he might be telling the truth.
Yes. Yes.
Well, okay.
I mean, knee jerks don't work. I'm not for knee jerks.
Well, 50% of you are going to have egg on your face, and if you're okay with that, then
right.
I guess I'll mind my own business. All right, we all had good State Farm picks of the week, and Lee Sterling was perfect last week. And tomorrow,
Shane,
we got to make
some
picks.
Shane, did I win the week last week? Did I win the week?
Correct. You surely did. We will deep dive, and you and I got to figure out what we're going to do about tomorrow, because you're not going to be here.
All right.
And we can't just let you take the week off. So one way
or the
other.
I'll be hurtling across the plains of Kansas at that point. So all you got to do is just give me a phone call. I think I've got coverage out there.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. All right. We'll do that. So we'll talk about the picks that we're going to make tomorrow next.